The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Betty and I want to welcome you to life today. We had Russ Taff and his wife Tori, and a movie on his life is out. And if you didn't get to see it, well, find a way to get it. Maybe get it back in theaters and get everybody to come and didn't see it. But we were just really moved by God. And we just kept talking. I want us to move to that continuation of what I think was just a move of God.
This is such a special moment. I was trying to get away from myself. I didn't like me. I hated me, what I had turned into. And in my mind, I had become my father. And through the addiction, I traumatized her, and that broke my heart. Yeah. But she would come to me and say, "What do you think Jesus feels about this?" And it would go right to my heart, right to my heart. And she fought for me. She yelled at me. She screamed at me. She loved me. But she would not take anything less than a person that submitted to get well. I want to be well, and I will pay any price to get well. But she was such a strong kicking the butt. Sorry.
Well, when you were saying, Tori, when you're saying, "What do you think Jesus feels about this?" Were you implying that Jesus is really upset with you, or that Jesus would not approve, but don't you know how much he wants to help you? What were you wanting to communicate to him? And you might have just been frustrated and wanting to shake
him. I was going
to
say, you're making it a lot nicer than it probably was. I honestly have very little memory of actually saying that, so my guess is that that was born out of extreme frustration. What I remember feeling and saying most of the time was, "This is not who you are. This is not who you are. It can be who you become. And you can go out in a blaze of fury and be another statistic, but it's not because you don't know where the help is. It'll be a choice." And I couldn't accept that this was it, that he just, you know, he had a rough childhood, and then he has the same disease as his father, and then it was just as one of those sad stories of some broken down alcoholic on the street who...
You didn't want him to stay there. You know, Betty, you walked, and our story's been pretty... You know, I remember David Wilkerson calling me across on Switchblade and saying, "Shut up! Quit telling everybody of your weaknesses and your failures." And I said, I really fought, and I was tormented. Sometimes people used to say, "You preach like you're really mad." And I was, and you could say, "Well, it's righteous indignation." That's what I like to think. But what I think I was screaming at my own tormentors.
Absolutely.
I was trying to shout them away, drive them out. I didn't know how to resist them. But you would weep over me when you knew I was tormented. And she saw how the enemy was after me. And you would say things to me with a broken heart that you didn't want me to miss.
I think I feel a lot like Tori did. I could see the heart of God in you, the heart that had been changed by him. And then to see you tormented by the enemy, I could see it when it was like a light switch. It would go on and off. And I knew how much you loved God, but you were being tormented by the enemy.
Right.
And that's when I felt like that somebody had to stand strong and say, "You will not have this life. God created this man to purposes of God, and you will not take that from him." And I think that's where we have to come in our lives. We have to say, "Enemy, you're under my feet, and I will not let you overwhelm me or take me." I was eat up by fear. I mean, it was just eating me alive. And then when I saw that I didn't have to live like that, And I became aware that I could stand strong and resist. And you know, it's not that it went away because I resisted, but the enemy comes at every opportune moment. Mm-hmm. And so when you have to be aware of that. Now when that fear comes at me, I recognize it and I say, no, you will not enter this life because this life belongs to God. And I think that God gives us that strength. The more we fight, the more we battle, the stronger we get.
You know, you were a sweet, precious girl, so gentle. You're strong, too, though. You got a lot of fire. People don't necessarily see that. I see it. You got a lot of it. But she just wanted God's best for me. She would say, I just don't want you to miss what God wants. All right, what was it? Did she contribute, other than just her prayers and her passion, to helping you see, yes, I've got to get this enemy's foot off my back?
When we first came to realization that, and I got honest with her, and that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, she could have thrown me out. In fact, we were at the point of divorce. You know, it just seemed like I couldn't get it. But she said, I will fight for you till you can fight for yourself.
Wow.
And that's the kind of woman she is.
That's what the church really needs to do in behalf of others who are defeated.
Yeah.
Not add to beating them up.
No.
You know, when the enemy's accusing you and he's got you down and got his foot on you, he doesn't need other people jumping on to help him succeed.
No.
What we need are people who are going to try to break the yoke,
yes,
who are going to try to break the chains and lighten the load and love them right there in the pit. I've said it, and please don't miss this. If Jesus is kneeling beside the pit, inclining his ear, no matter how you got in it, what we need are some people to be dressed up in Jesus who will put the Holy Spirit in a physical body here,
yes,
and show them Jesus down there by that pit trying to get him out. See, she was trying to get you out. She may say, I didn't do it all perfect, but the love that drove her to want to get the perfect up in you, that was God's love.
That was.
And I'm telling you, he never lets up. And we've got to be the people, the ones that are being defeated are not afraid of.
Right.
We've got to see them as the salvation and deliverance of God,
yes,
manifested in them.
And there's right. nothing I could have said to him that he hadn't already said to himself a million times. Why would I continue to pile on and say there was no point in that? That's where the wound was. That isn't where the help was. And so the point of saying this isn't who you are, instead of, oh my gosh, is this who you are, is and that was God given. That wasn't something I worked up. It just, mm-hmm, and I wish it had manifested itself prettier, but I just would get angry, and I had those nights, mm-hmm, of him sleeping next to me and laying there and saying, you're not getting him. You got his dad.
To the enemy you're talking
about. Yeah, you're not getting him.
And that's where your anger was aimed.
That's exactly where it was.
Because he was trying to rob.
That's where it should be aimed.
That's exactly where it was.
And you, okay, so when you were broken, didn't you actually reach a point where you went out on stage and just basically fell over where you weren't able to hide it? Did that
right.
happen to you?
That happened, one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. My mother had passed away, and again, I was just trying to deal with the pain quickly, because when both my parents died, it wasn't a good day. I mean, there was so much tension between, and so once again, after years of sobriety, I thought, well, I'll just take a little bit, and it will just ease me. You know, I've got to do a concert tonight. And I wound up drinking too much, and I walked out on stage drunk. And
wow.
And the next day, I just thought, the career's over. I mean, I just overshot this thing, and he used all of that to lead me, you know, just that embarrassment of like, I don't ever want to do that again. And it just so shocked me that the other artists that
That's
were there, they gathered around me. And they held on to me and prayed for me. And they
were
didn't
Were they basically
gossip.
Unaware that you had the drinking problem until they saw that then?
Yeah.
You'd kept it that hidden.
Yeah.
So they were broken, though. They,
oh, my. Oh, my.
You were embarrassed, but they were broken for you.
Yeah, they were.
They were crying.
So you saw Christianity in them.
Yes, I did. And to the point that I remember reaching out to Gaither a couple of months later, and Tori asked him, I think, have you heard any?
Yeah, did you hear what happened?
And he said, no.
He was buried.
That's amazing.
But I'd never seen the body of Christ, and Gloria Gaither says that. I've never seen the body of Christ pulled together.
Wouldn't that be wonderful if the whole world could see us do that?
Yes.
If we would stop, when you pray for God to do something and you see things happening, maybe not according to your game plan, but you've asked him to do something, then don't get in an argument or a discussion or an analysis of how he should do it.
Yes.
He just simply doesn't function. His ways are not ours. If we could just keep asking God to do it. But what you just said, if the world could see the family of God love each other, just like when you heard that man in the testimony you gave in the earlier program we did with you, and that man let you know what you wanted to hear from your father, that he was pleased with you and he affirmed you. That affirmation is even a greater form than, of building us up than just encouragement. Affirmation is that you have heard that I'm really valuable. I'm worth something. I'm valuable to you. I'm valuable in life. I've done something. And I think everybody longs for that. That's why, you know, Betty being shy and being this beautiful little flower, everybody says, well, she'll just kind of sit there. My own family said she'll sit by you like a potted plant with a flower there.
I even felt that way.
She said that. That's what I'm going to do.
I thought, they're right.
Right.
One of the greatest joys of my life as a Christian has been to water this garden and encourage it to bloom. To be what it is, that's encouragement.
Yes.
And then when you do you've been marvelous, you're amazing.
Yes.
You didn't have to wait for somebody like Joseph Prince or other people or Beth Moore say, oh, Betty, you say more than all of us have said all the program. You did. You don't have to wait for that because I'm telling you all the time, affirming you.
And you know the miracle.
It feels good.
The miracle of it is, he was the little boy that never got encouraged.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he has always been my greatest encourager. Isn't that God? That's just God.
I want to be that for everybody. I want to be it for everybody sitting here. I mean, before we leave this studio tonight, I'm going to pray for every person in here to hear the Father tell you what only He can make you hear it the way you need to hear it. But sometimes He'll use somebody to just kind of voice what you want to hear. You all heard me walk over to a lady when we opened tonight before any of you came on air and tell this beautiful lady that's been working with me for 40 years how beautiful she is. And let me tell you something. Everybody that talks to her, because she's one of our greatest prayer warriors and prayer partners, everybody that talks to her, they hear Jesus, they see Jesus, they know Jesus. But see, she needs to hear that.
Absolutely.
It's an encouragement to her. We all need it. I want everybody watching. I don't know. I wish I could run into you living. Oh, no, you wouldn't want to see me where I am now. You might be in a bar. You want to see us here, you know. I don't care where you are. You know something? Betty, you watched me stand up in Canada just a little while ago. We were having a board meeting up there, and the board members and their wives, and there was a big, loud party of women going on right next to us, and you couldn't hear anything from them screaming and yelling. And
having the biggest time. Yeah.
So we said, well, they're just all drunk. Well, they're drunk. They've got to be drunk, and okay. And so all of a sudden, I just looked at the board, and I said, well, get ready, because you're going to watch something. Well, Betty knew what was coming. I said, I'm fixing to walk in there. And I'm going to go in there and talk to those ladies.
You did.
And I said to the board, if you want to behold the glory of God, just find a spot and watch. And I went in, didn't I?
You did.
You kind of watched me stand there for a while. You remember how you used to get nervous because you knew I was going to stand up in the restaurant. Sometimes pull a chair up and stand up in the chair and say, listen just a minute. And I just poured Jesus all over the restaurant.
Yes.
I'm not kidding you. So I said to everybody, just watch. And I know it took me a little while. You say, what were you doing, James? I'm just asking God to talk to me about those women.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, this is a crazy way I'm in Canada. Yeah. My opening line, you say, I bet that, why would you say that? I don't know. I'm from the South. Oh. You know, maybe they want to shoot you from the United States. But in the next few minutes, was it beautiful to watch?
Absolutely.
These women realized, somebody recognized, we hadn't seen each other in 30 years. Mm. And then you stood there and told us how we could be like this forever.
Oh, my.
And you wanted us not to miss it. And you know what my board told me the next day? They said, we looked at those women, And every one of them looked up and said, somebody noticed and somebody loved me. Somebody we'd never seen before. I'm telling you, the stage is set for us to show people what you felt that night.
Yeah. Yes.
The affirmation. Let me say what I feel when I look at all your faces. See, I know Jolene's up here just to cheer me on because her husband texted me and said, I can't come now because he's with those little girls. Why, you're making a little brother for those little girls. But she said, he said, she's coming up here just to encourage you. Just a precious couple. She wouldn't encourage you. You know what I see in your faces, all of you who are here? I'm talking, I can't see your faces. Some of you say, I'm super glad. I'm still telling you, I'm glad. You know what? I don't care where you are, what mess you're in, how deep a mess you made, or how deep a pit you're in. You could not stop me. You couldn't lay enough garbage in front of me for me not to love you right through it. And know that I've got a Savior and a Lord that wants to cover it and bury it and take it as far as east is from the west. But here's what I see when I look in your faces. Thanks, James. I really think you're trying to be an encouragement to us. I think you're trying to help people that feel like nobody noticed. And then when we show you these little children or people we're trying to rescue, I think you're saying, thank you, you showed me somebody that needed a healing like your daughter needed when she needed to be healed of cancer.
Right.
Only this time we got the perfect care. We don't have to look for it. It's the love of God expressed by giving them food,
yes,
or water, or freedom.
Yes.
Thank you for letting us do that. See, Russ, all the joy that you're expressing for that man,
yeah,
that showed you what your father should have showed you,
yeah,
and what this father, even if you have a great father, only this father can show you what you really need to see.
Yes.
See, my kids would say, well, we had a dad that was there and loved us and loved mom. But I promise you, our children looked past this dad that traveled way too much preaching.
Right.
And they saw that father.
That father.
And fell in love with that father. And that's why I'm sitting here trying to get people in the family room to get to know the Father so we can behave more like a family,
yes,
that affirm one another and lift them up.
Right.
Don't you think that's what would please God if we would do that? Do you believe that's what we ought to do?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what all of you here are helping me do. That's what all of you who watch are helping. By the way, he had a movie on this week. It's his life. And it's been in the theaters. I think it's RustaffMovie.com. RustaffMovie.com. Can people somehow get it and watch it later?
Will they be able to? They will be,
or can we ask the theaters to bring it back and show it some more?
Well, that might happen too.
But let's just say, let's ask for a miracle.
Yeah.
Right. Because what God did in your life is a miracle. Mm-hmm. Now, let me show you this, because you've already watched it. You know what we do to help people that nobody's noticed. Let me tell you something. You got to agree, Sheila Walsh is one of the most gifted communicators
on the
planet.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what makes her unique. She's not just communicating her heart. She's communicating the Father's heart.
Yes.
Now, you see if you don't agree. And then here's what I want you to do. I want you to do what's in the Father's heart. What the Father would do for you.
Mm-hmm.
What the Father wants for all he gave his Son to set free, to redeem. Watch closely.
มีน loi song ke hai cha pek kai chan papa pai dai min loi song ke tau mai ao te thoe ka te phea tha te thoe ka nang tau thoe ka hop tok leuk mhop ai ai phieu hai tau vi dak thnam nyom ao dek hai ngup lang lúc lắng kề thợ ấy nhung hay gặp thà bên nắng thầy phong khai phong hay họ mất phẹt khơi tiết nhung thà ba chồn ni ấy ai bia ni thơ hay kề vài nhung mà bay nhung ắt tụt nhiều vài nhung kế ở đây là thế cái thằng ao thì tôi cũng nhiều bỏ thì tôi cũng nhiều thế kế nên sẽ lập chào ấy.
It's clear to me today more than it has ever been that I know nothing, nothing of suffering compared to this beautiful girl and thousands like her. It's really overwhelming. It's overwhelming because in Southeast Asia, she's not alone. There's thousands of girls like this, and the only hope is not the government stepping in. The only hope is the body of Christ. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said, the Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost. That's why Jesus came, and that's why you and I are on this earth. We can't wait for somebody else to move in and help. It's our job, it's our responsibility. The sex traffickers are not sitting back thinking, well, you know, we'll take a day off. They are there. They're relentless. And if we as the body of Christ don't care more than they care, then God have mercy on us.
Sheila, I want you to know we love you and we thank God for you. And that precious girl, Betty, to even think that some precious girl like that could be so mistreated, that any of us as individuals could be so gripped by the enemy that we would either use or abuse someone like that is just almost beyond the ability to comprehend. But the thing that overcomes that damage is the love of God that will bring healing and relief. We actually can set her free.
Absolutely.
Our viewers have enabled us to do that.
Absolutely. You have so many, many times, and thank you so very much. But Sheila said something very important. It's about the body of Christ. That's us. That's God's church. That's His children. We are responsible for reaching out and helping these precious little ones that have been so deceived. They've been lied to. They've been tricked. They thought, this little girl thought she was going to help her family. She was going to get a job. They fed her. And then all of a sudden she's out and she wakes up and doesn't know what happened to her. How tragic is that? We must reach out and help these children. Won't you join us, please, as you've done many, many other times? Thank you.
You know, when I listen to Sheila and then I listen to you come off of that and ask for help, I realize that the only reason that we can show you that situation and promise you help is that love has made a way of deliverance. Betty, we can rescue a child and take care of them and get them going in a new direction for an average of $128. Think about what I just said, $128 a child. How many would say, James, I'll do that to set somebody free like that and give them a new future? But now listen to this, and I think this is an answer to prayer. I call it a miracle. Some of our friends said, James, we're so moved by that need. We will put up a $320,000 matching gift. We will match what your viewers give. That means that if you could give a $128 gift, you just rescued two. You just reached them, rescued them, and restored them. That's a miracle of love. I'm praying that every single person watching, you can think that out and say, well, I don't know if I even have 128. Well, if you had 64, that'll be double, and you just rescued one. We ask people, and I don't make any apology for this, I want you to think beyond the normal way of thinking. I want you to think with a great vision. I mean, cast a great net. $1,280, we're able to rescue 10. Now, 20. It's doubled. Would you right now just ask God what He wants you to do? And keep in mind, this is the last week. So if you're going to help and take advantage of this opportunity, we need you to respond right now. Please do it. Go to the phone, dial that number, take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life, because that's what you're giving. New life and a new future. If you want to go online, go to that website. You can make your gift there. Thank you from the bottom of my heart in behalf of precious girls just like that one that need the love of God expressed directly to them. Thank you so much for doing it.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of violence and sexual abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of millions of young children. With their bodies broken and hopes crushed, these children are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. With your help, Mission Rescue Life can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore children and young people to the beauty God designed for them to enjoy. With a generous opportunity of a $320,000 matching gift, your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you the Names of God prayer journal. From Adonai to Yahweh, this journal is filled with beautiful photographs to help you reflect on 31 different names of God found throughout Scripture. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Names of God Bible. This special edition NIV large print Bible is engraved with the many names of God, a beautiful reminder that the God we serve is infinitely good. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request a beautiful Bridge of Faith frame canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I'm not doing too good. I started crying again after we gave you a chance to respond. I just want you to know I'm part of this. Let God's love flow through you like a river. Maybe you ought to tell everybody goodbye and thank Russ and Tori, would you?
We do appreciate so much you watching. I hope you were blessed today, because I was blessed just listening to testimonies and renewing on memories of how much God has worked in my own life. So God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. And let's all thank Tori and Russ for being here with us.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for helping. God bless all of you. Bless y'all. Love you, buddy. Love you, Tori.
Love you, too.
Next week on Life Today, best-selling authors Lisa Turkhurst and Sheila Walsh discuss God's faithfulness, even in the most painful of times. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.